27 years ago, Harriet and Harmon Kelly were a couple from San Antonio, Texas, that never gave art much thought. That is, until they needed some for the walls of their new home. Their quest led them to the landscape paintings of 19th century African-American artist Edward Bannister. That experience, says Mrs. Kelly, would lead to an exhibition that would travel across the country.
We just had no idea that blacks could produce this type of art, because discrimination in museums, and you just didn't know about it. You know, it's just a hidden treasure, all of these great artists and the artworks. And at the time, we were interested in landscapes, seascapes, portraits, and that's what we purchased initially.
Collected in less than a few decades' time, the Kelly's Traveling Exhibition of African-American Art now holds the works of some of the most notable black artists of the 20th century. Romare Bearden, Elizabeth Catlett, and Jacob Lawrence, just to name a few. Their pieces capture a changing America as seen through the images of farmers, dancers, protesters, families, and other depictions. The 70 works of art are currently on view at the Krasel Art Center in St. Joseph. Exhibition's curator Tammy Miller and I took a walk through the main gallery.
To me, it's very interesting that when I look at, say, this really lovely portrait of a woman by Aaron Douglas, I know that it was not created by a Caucasian artist, but that it was created by an African-American artist depicting an African-American woman. And it makes a difference in my approach to it or how I might step up to that painting or that image.
Several of the artists in the collection worked for the Works Progress Administration, a public improvement organization created as part of President Franklin Roosevelt's New Deal during the Great Depression.
In the 1930s and the 1940s, they were actually hired by the United States government to produce artwork, and that was a really phenomenal project for a lot of artists in the United States, especially for African-American artists, because it was a more egalitarian process of selecting artists. And so there was a lot of African-American artists who received opportunities through that program during the Depression era to not only create artwork, but to receive compensation for creating it. And so as part of that program, and this is indicative of all the artworks, you know, of artwork from the WPA, is that you tend to see a lot of working class and types of situations going on.
Trained as an art historian herself, Miller notes that it's important to keep in mind the different eras that these works were created in and how that translates from the artist's brain to the viewer's eyes.
You know, we're talking over 100 years of history, and this is going on behind these artworks. So as I look at each work, you know, so if this work, The Reverend Love of Atlanta, is from 1972, okay, well, what was happening in 1972 politically, socially, and what was happening specifically for African-American artists at this time? So just thinking about that historical context in the United States, in general, and for the artist specifically, you know, how might that inform how I'm looking at and thinking about this image?
In creating their collection, Harriet Kelly feels that she, a trained biologist, and her husband, an obstetrician-gynecologist, have received a second education. She has since turned herself into an ardent supporter and patron of black art and has served on the board for the Foundation for Art and Preservation in Embassies. Through this collection, she hopes that others take away that American history is one that involves all races, and that African Americans' roles in it were just as multifaceted.
In order to tell the whole American story, you have to include the works by these artists. We have an obligation to arouse interest and support among ourselves and others.
The Harmon and Harriet Kelly Collection of African American Art, Works on Paper, will remain on view through April 20th at the Krasel Art Center. For more information, visit our website,